the gypsy moth is a non-native invasive species that has been advancing into Ohio from Pennsylvania, Michigan over the past decade. And in its caterpillar stage, it feeds on the leaves of over 300 different tree and shrub species and is especially fond of oak. Okay. A healthy tree can usually withstand only around 2 years of defoliation before it is permanently damaged or dies.
And you said other states like Michigan and Pennsylvania have been dealing with this problem for years. How successful has the strategy been that they've developed to deal with this problem?
There are three different programs in place to manage the gypsy moth population. There's the suppression program, where the pest is already established and landowners can request treatment to suppress. There's a second program, which we're undergoing right now, the slow the spread program, which occurs in counties in front of the larger advancing population. And then there's the eradication program used in counties where isolated populations develop ahead of advancing moth populations.
What do you hope to accomplish? Will we be able to get rid of these completely?
In terms of what we're undergoing right now, like I said, we're looking to slow the spread. It's been a slow advancing spread of these moths over the course of the last several decades. And with this program, we're looking to slow that down and push back that leading edge of the larger advancing gypsy moth population.
And they can really defoliate an entire forest, as you said, in just a course of a year or 2 years. Is that simply through feeding, or is it a feeding pattern?
The caterpillars are the ones that will feed on the leaves of trees and shrubs. Like I said, can defoliate trees and shrubs rather quickly.
How soon will the treatments begin in Ohio, and where will those take place?
Treatments will be administered here over the course of the next few weeks, beginning in mid-April, and will be taking place in five different counties here to start: Hocking, Pickaway, Vinton, Clark, and Logan. Just under 9,000 acres that will be slated for treatment here in April.
And how will that treatment be done? Will they be using the crop dusting type planes that we've seen in other states?
Treatments are administered using a low-flying aircraft that flies just above the treetops, and high humidity, low temperature, and minimal wind are crucial for the successful application. And these treatments all take place during early morning hours.
Do people need to be worried about the agent being used to treat the moths for their plants, their pets, or should they keep their windows closed? Any special precautions people need to know about?
The department is going to be using two different types of treatments, 4A or BTK, which is a naturally occurring bacterium found in the soil, and GypCheck, a virus that affects only the gypsy moth caterpillars. And both of these treatments, due to the way they work, are known to have no known adverse effects on humans, pets, domestic animals. But as with the application of any control product, if people who live or work near treatment areas, they might choose to take common sense precautions and keep both themselves and their pets inside while the treatments are taking place and for around 30 minutes after treatments are complete. So this gives the material a chance to settle out of the air and adhere to the treetops.
You can find out how to view aerial maps of treatment blocks and how to get daily updates on the program on our website at wnku.org under local news. Brett Gates, thanks for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you very much.